Country Club FM.
This is what it's all about. The Bob Almanac here today. We have an almanac salute that we need to do. In fact, two to be accurate. Two of them, and one's quite surprising, actually.
Dr. Quickie's face, he's deadly sick.
What happened?
Richard Chamberlain.
I don't know, but please help him.
Well, we'll help him, but we have to know what happened.
It's Dr. Kildare, Neil.
Try to calm yourself down. Did he fall? Was he in an accident?
No, I left the house.
What a calming bedside manner. Here's this woman coming in with her child screaming through the sliding glass doors in the emergency room at the hospital. And there's Dr. Kildare just cool as the other side of the pillow.
Right.
Just calm down now. Here we go. I don't know if he was on some kind of drugs, some kind of a sedative. I mean, I'm sure they were available to him. Right? As a doctor?
I would imagine.
You're going,
yeah, he knew where they were.
You're dying of a heart attack. Just chill. Just chill for a little bit. Take a seat. We'll figure it out. When did this happen? Where are the pain? Can't feel your arm. Your arm's sharp pain up your left arm. That's all right. Just, we'll rub it out here just a little bit. Here, take some of what I'm having. But Richard Chamberlain, Shogun, Thornbirds. I mean, he was in a lot of those miniseries. He died at the age of 90. Now, guess what?
It's a good run.
He would have been 91 today.
Oh.
Did your staff have him in the Gone But Not Forgotten?
I don't think so.
What?
He died when? Yesterday?
Over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
He died at the age of...
My staff may need a pass.
He died at 90, but he would have been 91 today. And then also, now listen to this. Who was our rapper of the day on Friday?
I remember we had one.
Young Scooter.
Oh, yeah, Young Scooter.
Young Scooter.
It was our almanac quiz question.
Yes, Young Scooter was our rapper of the day. He was our quiz question, and then he died later in the day.
What?
I'm not making this up.
Oh, no.
Rapper Young Scooter is dead at 39 years old, according to People magazine. The Atlanta Police Department said Scooter died after hurting his leg on a fence during a police chase. So he was running from the police.
Mm-hmm.
Classic way for a rapper to die, right?
Well, sad, but, not all that.
Officers responded to a call about a dispute with shots fired and a woman being dragged back into her home.
Oh, my.
When they confronted Young Scooter, he closed the door without communicating with the officers before fleeing the scene with another man. Scooter reportedly hurt his leg by jumping over a fence. He was taken to a hospital where he passed away.
Jeez.
The 39-year-old began his music career in 2008.
Must have bled out or something.
He hurt his leg. I don't know. Couldn't they just chop it off?
Right.
Must have been more serious.
Too,
must have been more serious, or he had more things going on than was
perhaps,
being,
yes.
We are led to believe. So now
that is ironic, yes.
Very, very ironic.
Okay.
Died on his birthday. Richard Chamberlain almost died on his birthday. Now they're both gone but not forgotten.
Okay, duly noted.
Monday, March 31st, last day of the month, Eiffel Tower opened in Paris. It's a big tower. It's a four-base tower. It was basically built for... What was it, the World's Fair?
I think so,
it was meant to be temporary, and the thing is still there. It's one of the most recognizable landmarks.
It is.
Beautiful. There's a little apartment in there, and who knows what else. 1918, daylight savings time went into effect. Very controversial daylight savings time. Mm-hmm. I bet you it was controversial back in 1918.
Probably was.
It had to do with, I can't remember what it had to do with. Somebody told me it didn't have anything to do with farmers and having more light at the end of the day.
Oh, really? That's what I would have thought.
Yeah, it was something about the war, probably.
Woodrow Wilson.
And my view on daylight savings time is I don't complain about it. I'm okay with it. I like having the extra hour in the summer. If we do go to one time and make one time standard, I wish we would take the summertime,
mm-hmm.
make that standard.
Yep.
Then it'd be lighter at the end of the day
yep.
in summer and lighter at the end of the day in winter, right?
Yeah.
It'll just be darker in the morning.
Right.
Sun might not come up until 10 a.m., but what the heck?
We'll work around it.
We'll work around it. It's the same amount of light. It's just different time of day.
Right.
So that was 1918. 1975, John Wooden won his 10th and final NCAA championship with the UCLA Bruins.
Wizard of Westwood.
Was that that was his last one? He won 10 of those. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
How about 81, WrestleMania 1, first one? It was quite a risk. They didn't know if it would be a success. It was.
It was.
And now they have one every year.
Right.
I said 1981. That was actually 1985.
Okay.
I typed that incorrectly. It was March 31st, 1985. The big main event was Hogan and Mr. T.
That's right.
Against Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff and Roddy Piper.
Oh, yeah.
With Cowboy Bob Orton in their corner.
Oh, my.
And don't forget, Nikolai Volkoff and Iron Sheik also defeated Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham for the tag team championship.
It's a lot of artillery right there.
Liberace was the guest timekeeper.
When you think pro wrestling, you do think Liberace.
Certainly do. Yeah. Sad day this day, Brandon Lee died.
Oh.
He was Bruce Lee's son. He died on the set of the movie Crow. Wasn't it a gun?
An accident.
It was an accident,
yeah,
with a gun, with a prop gun that had a bullet in it. Or whatever it was supposed to be a blank, but it still discharged, and that whatever it was in there was enough to kill him.
Right.
He was 28. Selena died this day, 95. The Tejano music star, 23 years old. She was killed by the president and founder of her fan club.
That was really weird.
And then 2019, rapper Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed in Los Angeles. Not on his birthday, though.
No.
Thankfully.
Nope.
There's some decorum in that. But anyway, Nipsey Russell was my favorite, of course, on Match Game. Was he dead in 2019?
Probably.
Nipsey Hussle, 2019. Shot and killed. Now among the gone but not forgotten. Your staff lists him, right?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Sure. Yeah. Birthdays now.
I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor. K-I-T-T for easy reference. A Kit, if you prefer.
Kit, the voice of Kit from Knight Rider.
Oh, yeah.
He was also Dr. Mark Craig.
Oh, yeah.
On St. Elsewhere. William Daniels, 98 today.
That's a good run.
Yeah, it is.
Keep your deep time, Jim.
Hello, world, hear the song.
And a good one.
She is the matriarch of the Partridges. The lovely Shirley Joe.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing.
She played Marion the Librarian in the original Music Man movie. Robert Preston.
Don't want to forget about that. She could actually sing.
Great singer.
I think her and David were the only one that could actually sing.
Yeah.
David Cassidy, of course. Shirley Jones was his stepmother. Shirley Jones, 91. How about some of this?
In real life.
In real life, yeah,
that's
exactly
right.
And I always thought that maybe something happened between between Mom Partridge and Reuben Kincaid.
Rumors, but
yeah. You don't get some of those good gigs that Reuben Kincaid was getting the Partridge Family with just a little nod and a wink.
Correct.
So Herb Alpert and his Tijuana Brass. This is Casino Royale.
I like it.
It's peppy, is it not?
They're very peppy.
I heard that kind of disco one he did, I want to say late 70s somewhere. It's called Rise. That was came on my satellite radio over the weekend. I like that one, too.
Yeah.
Herb Alpert, we got a bunch of non-notarians. What do you say about somebody who's over 90?
That they're over 90.
Yeah.
That's the only way I know.
Herb Alpert is 90, 82.
But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band if I didn't perform the hell out of this.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
He's right. Even right here.
Does that become a thing or not?
It is. Christopher
is so
Walken.
Good.
He can't escape. It's probably the thing he's most known for.
Yeah.
Even though he's been in so many movies.
Right.
And that and the fact he was on the boat when Natalie Wood fell over.
Robert Wagner.
Christopher Walken is 82. He's in something that we're watching right now.
Oh.
Severance on Apple TV.
Okay.
Adam Scott, and he's in it. It's a good show. It's a thriller. It's a little weird. It's a thriller, and Christopher Walken is in it. He's 82. How about Mr. Cotter?
Hey, Barbarino. I understand your sister's rotten to the core, but wonderful to the infantry. Yeah, and they tell me your father got a new job last week. He became a skin diver for Roto-Rooter.
He's giving it to Vinny Barbarino
because
Vinny Barbarino had just told him?
Something about up your nose.
Up your nose with the rubber hose is what he had said to Mr. Cotter. Gabe Kaplan is 80 today.
I love that show.
Welcome back, Cotter, with the Sweat Hogs. Al Gore?
My plan, Jim, is different. Rather than squander the surplus on a risky tax cut for the wealthy, I would put it in what I call a lockbox.
Al Gore. Or is that Daryl Hammett as Al Gore?
Might be.
77 today.
I'm ashamed God made me a man.
I don't think God's doing a lot of bragging about it either.
She was the sassy barmaid there at Cheers.
Sharp-tongued.
Rhea Perlman.
Oh,
Carla Tortelli.
She was so good in that role. I think she won Emmy for it, as a matter of fact.
Better have. 77. And her and Danny DeVito, were they a perfect pair or what?
Yes, they are and remain.
Right. How about Ed Marinaro?
Was that a joke?
It's not a joke.
It's not funny.
It's not supposed to be funny. It's not a joke. It's a lesson. It's a parable.
Oh, now you're getting religious on me?
Joe, there's a horse tied to a lamppost right there.
What, another parable, the horse and the lamppost?
Look, there's a horse. Let's go.
He was Officer Joe, Hill Street Blues. Take care of yourself out there. Be safe out there, everybody.
Good pass catcher, too.
He was a serviceable running back.
Yeah.
I don't know if he lived up to his expectations coming out of college.
Right.
He was pretty hyped up rookie.
Yes, he was.
For the Minnesota Vikings, Ed Marinaro. What number did he wear? I can't remember. Was he 31?
49
for Ed Marinaro?
I'd have to look back.
Hill Street Blues turned into an actor. And Ed Marinaro, believe it or not, nearly 75.
Wow.
70 for Angus Young.
Oh, yeah. He can play a little bit.
He's the guitarist wearing the schoolboy outfit and doing the duck walk for AC/DC.
Yes.
He is 70. He was a pretty good young Obi-Wan.
Chancellor Palpatine, Sith Lords are our specialty.
Did I miss something?
Wait a minute. How did this happen? We're smarter than this.
Do you have a plan B?
We have a job to do, Anakin. Try not to upset him.
So, they need to find somebody who could kind of mimic and sound like Alec Guinness, which wasn't easy because he was a legend.
Right.
And Ewan McGregor did a pretty good job.
I thought he did a good job
there. He's 54, and we do have a rapper of the day today. God, let's hope he doesn't die.
Right, that would be...
Let's hope he makes it through
today. He
better
not be an almanac salute tomorrow.
We should call somebody and say, hey, do you know Tony Yayo? Yeah, he's our rapper of the day on the Bob Almanac. Would you, like, wrap him in bubble wrap or something? You know, seclude him, put him in a safe spot.
Right.
We don't need this happening twice in a row. Tony Yayo.
Yayo.
Our rapper of the day, 47.
Yayo. Gone, but not forgotten today. Composer Franz Joseph Haydn. He's the father of the symphony. We don't want to forget our classical music fans. Haydn, born on this day, 1732. Hall of Fame boxer Jack Johnson. He was the first black man to win the heavyweight title. He was born on this day in 1878. Must have done some bare knuckle brawling at some point in time. Emmy Award winning actor, the great Richard Kiley, was born on this day in 1922. He won Emmy. Speaking of the Thornburgs, and we should have Richard Chamberlain now in my list, but he worked along with Richard Kiley, who was also Kitty's love affair on a classic episode of Gunsmoke, and he was in several. Born on this day in 1922, Richard Kiley. Labor organizer, you remember the name? Cesar Chavez, born on this day in 1927. What's your favorite hat trick, three goals or the Gordie Howe hat trick?
You know what? The trivia question is that. The whole Gordie Howe hat trick, the fight, the assist, and the goal.
Right.
That only happened to him twice in his whole career.
I know. You'd think it would have happened like every other week. But the great Hockey Hall of Famer, he played in many decades, and then his sons played, and he played with him in the WHA, I believe it was. Gordie Howe, born on this day. Mr. Hockey, 1928. Country Music Hall of Famer, don't call him Frizzle, it's Lefty Frizzell.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan.
A classic. There he is, Lefty Frizzell, Country Music Hall of Famer, born on this day, 1928. Fashion designer Liz Claiborne. Or is it Claiborne? Claiborne.
It's Claiborne.
Claiborne, born on this
many
day.
Many other things.
In 1929. And we have a gone rapper of the day. His name's Shawty Lowe. Shawty Lowe, born on this day in 1976. Sadly, they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot Rollo.
What's shaking, Brady?
Hi, Rollo. The best friend of Lamont.
Mm-hmm. Say, Pop, there's your hubcap, man. I want you to know it just missed me.
Well, let me put it on the truck and try again.
Nathaniel Taylor, who played Rollo on Sanford and Son.
Oh, you gotta love it.
And it's also quite a coincidence. His favorite candy is a Rollo.
Well, it should
and
be.
And he's Rollo, born 1938. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start your Bobathon No Repeat Workday with Trisha Yearwood? She's in love with the boy. Mm-hmm. Sarah Evans, perfect. Mm-hmm. Or Hank Jr., he's whiskey bent and he's hellbound.
Sure, sure. That was her debut hit. Let's start it up with Trisha Yearwood.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG.